From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the House of Representatives had a new wrinkle in its debate on the president's troop increase in Iraq. 11 Republicans gave speeches opposing the increase, joining with the Democrats, who are nearly unanimous in their opposition. An even larger number of Republicans is expected to vote with the majority later this week, but most will not give speeches to that effect. The 11 who did so today took pains to point out their overall support for President Bush while saying that they thought the buildup was a mistake. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Yesterday saw a parade of military veterans come to the House floor to speak in favor of the non-binding resolution opposing the president's plan in Iraq. Today's focus was on 11 Republicans who lined up to support the measure. Many of them were moderates who have bucked the party and the president before, like Mike Castle of Delaware and Wayne Gilchrist of Maryland.
If our young men and women are brave enough to go into Iraq and Afghanistan, then we, as members of Congress, must be brave enough and informed to start a dialogue in Damascus, in Tehran, in the entire region to hasten peace. The first step is an aye vote on this resolution.
The Republican resolution supporters also included some conservatives who normally back the president but who have previously questioned his Iraq policy, like Howard Koble and Walter Jones of North Carolina. Republican Rick Keller of Florida praised the president but not the policy.
Mr. Speaker, the Iraq war is the central issue of our time. We are spending $2 billion a week and we are losing 100 American lives a month. Under these conditions, I feel I owe my constituents my best judgment. Interjecting more young American troops into the crosshairs of an Iraqi civil war is simply not the right approach.
The resolution lawmakers have been discussing this week puts the House on record in support of the troops who have served or are serving in Iraq, while opposing the president's decision to send over an additional 20,000. While there are expected to be a few dozen Republicans who vote in favor of the resolution, the majority of the House GOP is against it, and many Republicans have ripped the resolution for being toothless, while at the same time arguing it sends a dangerous signal to the troops and the enemy. Republican Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee warned a vote in favor of the resolution, in her words, gives the terrorists just what they want.
I think that the question that we have to ask is, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of winning? Are you on the side of freedom? Are you on the side of allowing the terrorists to get an upper hand?
That was a little too much for Democrat David Obie of Wisconsin.
We're told that if we oppose the president's intensification of the war, we are giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Well, I, for one, am tired of those who have been consistently wrong about this war, lecturing those of us who have been right from the start. I'm tired of the manipulation of intelligence by this administration. I'm tired of the stubbornness of an administration that didn't have a clue about the Middle East realities when they got us into this mess, and don't have a clue now about how to get us out.
Over in the Senate, the manipulation of intelligence also came up as New York Democrat and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton cautioned President Bush against taking any military action against Iran without first getting congressional authorization. Clinton voted in favor of the 2002 resolution authorizing the use of force against Iraq, but she said today that was not a blank check for the use of force against Iran. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.